My memory verse is about magnifying the Lord, but I can't make God any bigger. What does it mean?
No, but you can make him more important in your life for others to see. You're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. If you look in the Bible, in the Psalms, chapter 34, verse 3, you'll find a verse that says this, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Magnify. That word means to make bigger. But God is already bigger than everything. So how can you magnify him in your life? Well, that's what our story is all about today. Listen closely. It's called The Magnifying Glass. Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify. Darcy struggled with her memory verse as she and her older sister walked up the driveway to their grandfather's house. "Hi, Grandpa," said Bryn as they went into the house. "Hi, kids." Grandpa folded his newspaper. "I was just reading." "What's that, Grandpa?" Darcy pointed to an object on the coffee table. "That's his magnifying glass," Bryn answered. "That's right," said Grandpa. "These old eyes aren't as good as they used to be, and that magnifying glass makes the letters look bigger so I can see them. Here." He motioned for them to come close. "Try it." "You know what, Grandpa?" Darcy said after looking through the glass. "I'm learning a Bible verse about a magnifying glass." Bryn laughed. "The word is magnify, not magnify," she informed her little sister. "And the verse isn't about a magnifying glass. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me." Bryn paused. "Wait, magnifying something means to make it bigger, but we can't make God bigger." Grandpa smiled. "True," he said. "But when I use this glass to read, the letters seem bigger to my eyes, but they're not really any bigger than they were before, are they?" "No," said Bryn. "But I still don't see what it means to magnify the Lord." "I think one way we magnify God is by focusing on him and blocking out the things that distract us," said Grandpa. "Then in a way, he becomes bigger or more important to us. We think more about him and how we can serve him. We get to know him better and understand more about how great he really is and how much he's done to save us from sin and make us his children." "Look," Darcy held the magnifying glass over a cartoon in the paper. "Look how big this cat's whiskers are." "I think Darcy just pointed out another way we can magnify the Lord," said Grandpa. "She's the one looking at that cartoon, but even from here we can see some of what she says. When we magnify the Lord, it helps other people get a glimpse of how great he is, too." So, how about you? When you think about the greatness of God, what comes to your mind? Do you think about all the wonderful things he's created? Do you remember all he's done to save you and recognize him working in your life? Even in the midst of your busy days, pause to think about how amazing God is. Then tell others so they can understand how great and good he is, too. Our key verse, once again, Psalm 34:3.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Our key thought today, it's simple. Magnify the Lord. Hey, Mom and Dad, one of the most powerful things you can do for your children is to teach them to pray and to be in God's Word every single day. And we want to help you with this, and so now you can get the Keys for Kids devotional sent right to you every morning in your email. It'll bring you right to the story, and you can show it to your kids directly, or you can read it to them for some fun family time. It's a powerful tool that we made especially to help you raise your family in the Lord. To sign up, visit keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share it with a friend, and I'll catch both of you right back here tomorrow.